well, the title changed to Head of Community Care Services. And I think that over those years, we probably did a considerable amount more with the health service. So another important strand was trying to get the health service to accept the importance of direct payments and, you know, the sort of legislative shifts that enables health to pay people direct as well as local authorities. So I think, yeah, huge shift in terms of social services for adults became much more allied to health in many spheres, and mental health services were amalgamated with health services. So that those were quite big shifts. I think the other huge shift, which was why I eventually decided I'd had enough, was in terms of the government's performance agenda. And I mean, I do firmly believe that local authorities should be accountable, and we should primarily be answerable to service users, but there should be reasonable timescales. We shouldn't be keeping people waiting. There should be services that are monitored for quality. All of that, absolutely. But the continuous demand for performance indicators that didn't necessarily monitor quality, I think, and the continuous sort of nagging of staff to produce data, in the end, wears you down. So that was when I decided I'd had enough of that. But I think I was just lucky in that I had the best years of social services when there was a lot of development money available, that we could develop some good services that were responsive and that helped people to remain at home. They may not have had direct payments, but they were enabled to be where they wanted to be. And I fear that a lot of that's been pruned away more and more.